Welcome to this Happy Home Podcast. I'm Arlene Pellicane. Do you ever wonder if you're too harsh or too soft on your kids? Should you or should you not rescue them when they forget their homework? Can you trust your teen to make good decisions? My good friend, mother of five, Rhonda Ray, joins me today to answer these and other perplexing questions. Well, I'm so happy to have pastor's wife and mother of five grown children, Rhonda Ray, with me. If you did not hear our conversation from last month's Happy Home Podcast, I encourage you to listen to that. She gave some great advice for staying plugged into joy, even if you're not wired to be a Tigger. She gave some great uses for chocolate and also some advice about hormones. Yes, your hormones and your teenager's hormones. So if you didn't hear that, you'll want to. Rhonda is such a wonderful woman. She is so funny, so approachable, so easy to talk to. All of her kids are in their 20s and beyond. She's got five kids. She had them in 7 years. So she knows how you're feeling, Mom, if you've got a lot of kids underfoot. She's a radio and TV personality. Her books include Join the Insanity, Crazy Fun Life, and The Pastor's Wives Club, Espresso Your Faith, and How Many Light Bulbs Does It Take to Change a Person? I interviewed Rhonda for my book, 31 Days to Becoming a Happy Mom, and she's got some great advice for us worriers that we're worried. Are we giving too much discipline, too little? Let's begin with that subject of discipline.
You know, because a lot of moms have angst about discipline. They feel like their discipline is not working, or their children are not listening, or they don't know how to cater. What's the right discipline for the right kid? So talk a little bit in your household if you have any advice about discipline and how you kind of, did it differently for the different kids.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I will say you probably just have to embrace the fact that whatever you do, it's going to feel wrong. It feels wrong. If you don't discipline it in that moment, then you feel like, well, I'm a bad parent because I should have disciplined. If you do, you feel like a bad parent because you think, oh, I've come down too hard on them. Oh, I'm too soft on them. Yeah. So we're probably harder on ourselves than anyone else.
Yeah, yeah.
So I say that just so people will know, hey, look, you're not the only one. Mm-hmm. I think everybody feels that way.
Yeah.
And yes, I think it really has to do with the personality and temperament of the child. You know, I have some children, I could look at them and say, now, is that really what you want to be? And they would just immediately be repentant and, oh, I'm so sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. And then there are the others.
Yes.
So, yeah, it does require being able to read your children, and again, are we always going to do that correctly? No.
Yeah.
God's grace, fortunately, is big enough. It's much bigger than our mess-ups.
Moms will discipline with tone. You know, we yell, we escalate, we get ugly and all these things, when really, if we could shift into actions, you know, more consequences. Okay, you did A, you get B, and almost be more transactional about it than be so emotive. Do you have any stories or advice about disciplining with action and consequences rather than with yelling and tone?
Oh, that is absolutely on the nose correct. When we yell, sometimes they kind of think it's funny. And they're smart enough usually not to laugh.
Right.
But when we start yelling, the only thing we do is make ourselves look silly, and because it really doesn't work. You're exactly right. What you have to do is have consequences for negative actions to very calmly say, you know what, you were told to pick up these toys before you watched that show, and you didn't. So the results are, you won't get to watch that show anymore, and for the rest of the month or whatever.
Yeah.
And I really hate it that you're going to miss that. I wish you hadn't, brought that on yourself and let them know that it's the consequences of their own actions. It's not just a mom going crazy mad.
Yes. So that they understand, oh, look at that, A plus B, this is what this equals. And they get it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm not a math person, but I do understand that if I have a rule and I break it, if I go down the highway at 75 miles an hour in a 60 mile per hour zone and I get stopped, I can't argue about getting a ticket.
Yeah.
I've earned it and I know it. because yes. I already knew the rules.
Yeah.
So I think where we have to be a little careful there is assuming that they know rules. A lot of times we think, well, that's just common sense.
Right.
That's just logic. But they are, it's like taking an alien and dropping them on a new planet. We have to tell them what the rules are,
yeah.
and then we can enforce the consequences for breaking the rules. But we can't expect them to know rules that we haven't told them, and we can't, I think it's wrong to punish them
yeah.
for breaking rules that they that we never really did speak.
Yes, I absolutely agree. Let's talk about rescuing your kids.
Yeah, I think there's a balance. I mean, we all want our children to feel loved and
yeah.
special and like we are there to protect and rescue.
Yeah.
But there comes a point where we're kind of training them to be irresponsible.
Mm-hmm.
My mom can bring me that. I didn't, you know, I don't,
right.
if I forget my homework, my mom will just run it up here. And part of that is letting them... we really need to let them learn to live with the consequences of their actions, even when it's just from being a scatterbrain.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there should be really a careful balance of bailing them out
yeah.
to let them know they're loved, but
mm-hmm.
to let them know that that's grace.
Right.
Look, I did not have to do this, but mm-hmm. I am showing you grace and mercy today, just like Jesus does with me.
Yeah.
Let them know that they should never expect it.
Mm-hmm.
But then sometimes, too, just letting them deal with the consequences of their own actions. And I think there's a lot to be said for both and knowing when to do which one. But I tell you what, you see a lot of seniors graduate from high school
yeah.
and they're getting ready to go off to college, and they have no foundation for making decisions on their own,
yeah.
for dealing with their own failures or consequences. And it just seems like parents can pretty easily send off one of their children to college ill-equipped for facing the world.
Right.
And you see a lot of them slip into all kinds of worldly behaviors because they're so manipulated by their peers because they just
yeah.
never really learned how to make their own decisions
yeah.
and stand for what they believe and deal with difficulties on their own.
Yeah.
You know, when our kids were about 12 or 13, somewhere in there for each one of them, we did something special with each one that had
yeah.
to do with their loves or
yeah.
passions or...
Right.
Or what they thought they might like to be when they grow up. You know, one went to Haiti on a mission
mm.
trip, and we went to a writer's conference for one of them, and whatever
yeah.
they were really interested and passionate about. And at that point, I said to each one of them, listen, I will treat you as an adult from here on out
mm.
as far as you will let me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you start, any place you start acting like a kid, I have to treat you like a kid again, and I have to, you know, go into mega mother mode. But if you will allow it,
mm.
we can start building what will eventually be our friendship. And the more you allow, the more we'll be able to do that. But and I say to them, I'm giving you over a whole lot of your decisions.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to treat you like an adult as far as you will let me. And giving you a lot of your decisions. You know, I let them wear really weird hairstyles, for instance.
Yeah.
Now, I did feel the need to say to all my friends, mm-hmm. Because I didn't want them to think I was a bad mother. It really
right.
wasn't about my children. It was about me, let's face it.
Right.
There was a disclaimer, like, just so you know, I did not pick this hairstyle. This was totally this person's idea, not mine. But, you know, bonus is, in the future, behold your future, Arlene.
Hmm.
You can pull out the pictures and make merciless fun of your children.
Yeah.
And everybody's going to get to laugh at it. So,
right.
So I let them even make some pretty weird... Now, I didn't let them just... out-and-out sin, and we still had
yeah.
rules. I obey the rules of the house, and
yeah.
and I was quite a bit older than that. So,
so
everybody still had to obey the rules of the house, and we all had to respect each other, and we, you know, check in and all that kind of thing. But we did give them over a whole lot of their own decisions, and we treated them more like adults at that point. And knowing that your children are going to ultimately be responsible for their own decisions is vital if you want to hang on to your joy.
Yeah.
You can't take on every mistake of your child's as your own.
Mm-hmm.
They are responsible for their own decisions, the good ones and the bad ones.
Yeah.
Of course, now these days, I tend to take credit for all the good ones.
That's right.
I'm just going to tell you.
That's right. The good
Everything
ones.
Good you see in my kids is because I'm an amazing parent.
That's right. And the bad is just because we live in a sinful world. And I mean, these kids have a human nature. Yeah.
Thank you for understanding me.
Do you have any things that you wish you would have told the younger Rhonda when you were in those years of them being so young that would have made you a happier mom?
I would say to myself, you know what, you'll survive this, and let's look at not looking like a good mother.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at raising godly children.
Yeah.
And stop worrying so much about being the perfect mother.
That's really good. You know, stop thinking, what's my image? What are people thinking? What's my outward appearance? What does this look like? But instead, what is this really in the hearts of my kids? Are they godly little kids? Will they
because
become
I hate
godly
to tell
adults?
You this, a lot of the things that that I think are probably really good for
mm-hmm.
the child
mm-hmm.
still made me look like a bad mother. They still
right.
make us look like a bad mom. And
yeah.
it's hard to do something that you know your friends are going to kind of probably judge.
Say something to the pastor's wife who has that extra pressure to be this great mom.
To be a parent in a fishbowl with an audience, to do all of your parenting with an audience
yes.
can be extremely challenging. And my encouragement is to not only let your kids be kids,
mm-hmm.
not pastor's kids, just kids, and to ask people to do the same thing. I remember, it's really funny because I only had to deal with it one time.
Mm-hmm.
One time a lady came to me and said, you know, your son did such and such. You know, I would have expected more from the pastor's kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I just said, nice and calmly, I didn't get mad, it wasn't anything like that. I just said, you know what, he really is just a kid. And I would really appreciate it if you'd let him be just a kid, because being a pastor's kid didn't give him a special dispensation of grace. It didn't make him sinless any more than being a pastor's wife has made me sinless. And, you know, she knew that was the truth. And she said, she said the words, you know, I really hadn't thought about it like that. And she became an advocate for me in helping me to get the word out to everybody else. You know what? We shouldn't expect more because he's a pastor. We should just let him be a kid.
Right. I love the advice that she gives her pastors' wives and that perspective that Rhonda brings, because when you're in ministry, you know, the spotlight is on you and your children. Are you doing the right thing? You know, are they holy little children? Then to remember, kids will be kids. So if you're a pastor's wife, allow me to hug you, you know, through the air on this podcast and tell you you're doing a great job. And if you're listening and you know a pastor's wife, give her an extra special hug and tell her, man, you're doing a great job as a mom. Tell her that the next time you see her. You can hear more of Rhonda's great advice in my book, 31 Days to Becoming a Happy Mom. And if you don't have the book yet, I highly encourage you to get it and get it for a friend as a gift, because I think as we move forward in the months ahead, it's wonderful to have hope. And the book gives you hope that what you're doing as a mom is not in vain and not to give up. So if you need some hope wrapped up in a few pages of a book, 31 Days to Becoming a Happy Mom is a great fit for you. Today, I want to end the broadcast with a prayer that I prayed this morning with my Moms in Prayer group. And if you don't know about Moms in Prayer, you need to go to momsinprayer.org. And the idea is praying for your kids and for your school. And we pray scriptures over our children, over our schools. And today, this is what we prayed in my group, and I'd like to pray it for you today. It comes out of Colossians 3:12. And you put your own name in this, all right? May you, Meg, Sally, Mary, whoever you are, may, as God's chosen one, holy and dearly loved, clothe herself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. May God bless you, ladies, today as you mother on, worry less, pray more, and remember that God can clothe you with his compassion, kindness,
humility, gentleness, and patience. Until our next time, remember, you too can have a happy home.